You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, hanging out for our final about 10 minutes or so of yours truly, Victor Rucci, being here at the PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. But this event will continue on till 6 p.m., the Cleveland Browns PNC Bank tailgate party. Be sure to be part of it. There are interactive games. There's food. You got some sandwiches. There's pizza. There's stuff to drink. Come on out and enjoy it. Some people are hanging out and have been enjoying it all day. And we got a clown here who made some balloons. We enjoyed that. He made us a nice little puppy dog Browns balloon, so that was very cool. And appreciate all that. Tweets, and Nathan Zagura is back in our studio in Berea. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, got some tweets for us, don't you, Dave?
Do indeed. I was also taking a phone call there that was coming in. But let's get to the Twitter. By the way, thank you to all of our followers. We passed 4,400 followers today at Browns_Daily. So we thank everybody for following us, and really appreciate it. All right. First off, from JBZ, do you gents, think Greg Little's more focused on taking the hit than catching the ball? In my opinion, a receiver's job is to catch the ball, prepare for the hit, and turn into a running back in that order.
His physicality, though, doesn't concern me.
No, me neither.
Of the Browns receivers, and I think they're all in their own way pretty, you know, guys who can handle. I mean, Travis Benjamin, the smallest of the lot, and yet I think he's, you know, I've seen him. He'll take contact, obviously, and doesn't seem to shy necessarily from it. But with Little, that guy, I've seen him just wipe out people as a blocker.
Yeah, physicality is not his issue, I think. Right now his issue is speed, getting separation, and actually catching the football when he gets the opportunity to make plays.
Yeah, I don't think it's worrying about taking that hit. That would be last on my list. Go ahead, Dino.
All right. Also for us on Twitter, all right, one more from Sonny Wasco. This was I've seen at Sonny_D. I've seen Nathan Zagura sling the pill. Way more arm strength than other quarterbacks we've had in Cleveland.
Well, I want to thank Sonny D, a.k.a. the doctor, for that tweet. I appreciate it.
That's nice. Fantastic.
I got to see you sling the pill.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Seriously.
Anytime.
It's now becoming like a legendary thing.
Kevin and I went in the indoor facility, and I threw a couple. I got a couple the entire length of the facility, so he was pretty impressed.
Wow.
So we can dial it up.
Yeah, well, you got that whip. You got those long arms.
Yeah, I'm always ready to have a nice catch.
Kind of you're built like Colin Kaepernick.
I do not move anywhere near like he does, that's for sure.
One more on Twitter from Andy Androsco at Redneck Oh My. Has there been any word on Sean Laval's injury status at all?
There hasn't, other than yesterday, and we asked Rob Chudzinski on our show yesterday. He said Wednesday there would be an update. So tomorrow we're going to get one. I think there's been more. He's undergoing treatment, and then we would get an update on that. And I don't know what to take from that. I'm not taking anything positively or necessarily negatively. I'm sure for the sake of the Browns, for the sake of Sean Laval, you know, after seeing what happened at that position, how badly O'Neal Cousins struggled Sunday, that there is a greater sense of urgency to get this guy back in there. But if he's back in there and still kind of working on one leg, you know, you're not solving a problem. You could create a new one.
Agree. They got to get somebody in there, though. Yeah. I just want somebody to hold that spot down.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. So anything else, Dino, from the tweet category?
From the Twitter category, no, but we have a phone person wants to jump in. Joe in Aurora waiting for you guys.
Hey, Joe, come on board. What do you got, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Hey, I was on that Jameer, his interview with O'Neal Cousins, when I heard O'Neal Cousins say, I'll never get 100% of it. I'll be happy if I settle for 99%. Remember that?
Yes.
He said, I'm going, what a poor attitude. I want you to give it 115%, not settling for less than 100%. Come on.
These guys
are doing out there. They're settling for just enough. And that's why they're playing the way they're playing.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, too, and you can kind of, you know, you want to jump them on that. I heard it, and I kind of you know, thought to myself that that would be the reaction that some people might have. I'm going to cut him a break in this sense. I don't think the guy is not motivated to be good. I think his pulse rate's pretty low, just as an approach to things. I mean that figuratively, that he is a guy who keeps keeps things in balance. And truly, most offensive linemen that you talk with aren't those excitable types. They really shouldn't and can't be, because by rule they've got to keep their temperament right. And it's a very thinking position. Yes, it's a physical position. Will he get it all down? And is he going to get it all down? I think that's his goal. But was he giving you a little sense of reality that you don't necessarily get 100% of it, or that there's always, coaches always tell these guys, hey, there's more you can improve on. That might have been the mentality he was taking too, Nathan.
And I think so. I think that's what he's saying. He's saying, listen, I'm going to strive for perfection, but I know that I'm going to make some mistakes given my young tenure at this position, and I'm going to go, if I can get to 99%, we're going to have a pretty darn good offensive line, and we're going to be pretty successful. So I'll take that, quite frankly, 99% is in a different state or continent from what we got in week number one from O'Neal. So 99, I'll take it. Let's go.
I will, too. I will, too, so much. All right, we want to thank some people for their participation in this show. Certainly, we want to thank Travis Benjamin for being aboard with us here at PNC Bank. That's where I've been since the show began, PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. Come on out and join us here. There are, again, some interactive games. There's food. There's refreshments. So please, please stop on out. It's a beautiful day to be a part of this here and come see us. Also, and there's clowns. Yeah, we got some clowns for sure hanging out and making balloons for you. I got a balloon dog made. I've seen balloon wristbands and different things for you. So that's fun for kids to enjoy. Want to thank Gerard Cherry for being here as well. And, of course, Jameer Howerton for bringing us the interviews with T.J. Ward and O'Neal Cousins. And thanks to both of them for being part of this show. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. Eric Williams here doing a tremendous job on site. Eric is literally, guys, holding down this. There's a tent over us, and the wind's been whipping up. Eric has spent the better part of the last 20 minutes of the show holding
on. He's easy, baby.
Keeping that thing in place, because we don't want the tent to be blown over. The winds are kind of whipping up a little bit. So thank you, Eric, for that and for just your great work. And Nathan Zagura, again, I'll be back with you in the studio tomorrow, my
brother. Can't wait to see you, Notorious.
All right. And Kelly Carroll also from the Browns, thank you for all of your help as well. We greatly appreciate it. All right. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Treasure.